Hello.
This is Rachel with a courtesy callback from customer support. And may I please have the zip code associated with the account?
47720.
47720. Thank you. And one moment, please.
No problem.
And may I also have your name, please?
My name is Rick. Last name is Koehler.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and one moment, please, while that information comes up.
Sure.
Should take just a moment.
No, no problem.
All right, still accessing information.
So computers are the same no matter where you live.
Okay. Oh, I guess they know it's Friday as well.
Oh, yeah, and Veterans Day. So.
Holiday, yeah.
Yeah, you're a federal employee. Oh, wait a minute, none of us are. No. Yeah, that's right. Oh, but the post office gets to take off because they... Oh, I hate to say this, but it's so funny. But because they need a well-deserved rest.
Honestly, I believe that they do. They are hammered.
Well,
in my opinion.
There are two things I've heard about the post office. The couple people that I've heard that were family, that it is the most downbeat and just dark, because these people are so unhappy with their lives, and like, what, you know, you get paid, you go home, you have extra time, you know, you get federal benefits, and they just, it was just a horrible thing. But it might be the local genre. Then I got the other one, an old classmate of mine, that, oh yeah, I love it up there. Yeah, in fact, in downtown, they're not talking about it, but they're excavating a new basement so we can have an indoor shooting range. Or managers.
That's nice.
So yeah, I guess there's different flavors depending on where you're at.
Yes, sir. Okay, sir. For security purposes, if you'd please verify your address.
10001. That's 10001 Hillview Drive.
Okay.
I'm really not that pretentious. We had a neighbor come by saying, oh, it's so out of vogue. Let's change 99 Hill Road into Hillview Drive. It sounds so much better. Makes a profit. Values go up. So, you
know. Oh.
Anyway.
Okay.
Yes. I'm part of the old group. So what else do you need? I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. That city and state, please.
Evansville, Indiana.
Okay, thank you so much. So I've gotten an account located showing your name and address.
Yeah.
And let's see what this is.
Was it the 685 or the 1495 charge?
I haven't even looked at the item yet. Let's see. Okay, let me get back to the first page. So the call is regarding, this was today. Okay, it looks like it's a gadget offer for the Stealth Elite drone. It's what
yes,
it shows.
Yes. Yeah, that's fine. I'll cut through and I'll let you fill in the blanks. What happened was yesterday I bought a backpack off of a internet special. And they charged me a service charge and recurring blah, blah. And I called the bank and had them cancel the charges. Then I called up customer service and they let me know how unhappy they are. I should have read the lines and all that stuff. And it was all taken care of. And, you know, there weren't any bleeding bodies, but there, I think there were some hurt feelings on their end. And today I ordered the drone helicopter, and it showed up, but it showed up right next to the backpack that I ordered yesterday. And I thought that I forgot that the two were so closely things. So I am still getting the backpack without all the service charges. I'm getting the drone without the service charges. Everything is okay. But I was, when I called service, I wanted to confirm that I was not being charged an extra service charge or a subscription fee or some other, slowly bleeding me to death charge. So everything is fine. I appreciate your follow-up call. All this was handled only about a half hour ago. And so you're a wonderful person. You came and you can put the stamp that, yes, he confirms that I've done a wonderful job and that the world is safe again for democracy. And so,
Okay, sir, once again, the reason for your call in, you're wanting to confirm what again, please?
What was it, the helicopter drone that I ordered? I just wanted to confirm that the 685 was, I believe, was the price. That was it, and there was no other charge associated with this.
Okay.
And that was that.
Just wanted to clarify. So it shows that you paid $8.25.
Okay, that's
And
fine.
let's see. With this, it does indicate a sweepstake offer. But with this,
No, I
if you
don't.
didn't review terms and conditions, this does come, since you kind of had a question in your mind, it does come with what's called a shopping store membership. So this one, I believe it's 48 hours, and there's enrollment. Let's
I don't
see.
want it.
Okay, let me just a moment. Yep, the shopping store membership. Well, that's okay. I'll just close it out. I thought I found the amount of the membership. But yeah, it would involve a monthly membership.
And I want that canceled, please. You are wonderful. If I found a way to slip you $25 for this service, I would do it heartily. Yes, I. So if we're on a recorded line, I don't think that's going to happen. Sorry. But the intent is still there. Thought's still there.
Okay, sir, I
But,
have your confirmation number when you're ready to write that down.
Yes, I am.
Okay, that is C as in cancel,
Yes.
262-532-113.
C262, and go ahead after that.
532
532.
113.
All right. I appreciate that.
All right, you're welcome, sir. That canceled
So
any.
you have saved me. So yes, I am returning. You have my telephone number and you have my address. If you are ever in danger or in need, you know how to get a hold of me. So I owe you one.
Okay, sir. We appreciate your service today. Is there anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you. Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye.